ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Hey, Film Files. So I had no intention of recording anything today. We're prepping for our next episode, but something happened and it completely blew the lid off of my mind. And it's my new micro obsession. I watched a movie that completely floored me over the last couple days called American Movie. So this is not the first time I've seen this movie. I've seen this movie probably 5 or 6 times. And it is, without question, the best documentary I've ever seen. It's the most important documentary I've ever seen. There are so many reasons why this movie is so fucking magical. So this was released in 1999, and it's directed by this guy named Mike Smith, who at the time had only done one other documentary called American Job. And it's all shot on film stock, right? This is the mid-90s, before the DSLRs even. And he showed it to this film professor at the University of Milwaukee. He liked it, and he gave him full access to the editing department at the University of Milwaukee. So Mike Smith spent 4 months basically sleeping there and living and breathing editing, and then finally finished it, submitted it to multiple film festivals, and it got rejected everywhere. So Mike goes back to his hometown of Milwaukee and runs into a friend of his named Mark Borchardt. And Mark is another independent filmmaker, very independent filmmaker. And Mark is telling him the woes and struggles to get his first feature film financed. Not made, just financed. And so this guy, Mark, has so much charisma, and he is so passionate, and he has such a hillbilly poetic way with his words that Mike Smith realized, this is my next project. My next documentary is following Mark around as he tries to get this feature film made. He was trying to raise $35,000, and he kept striking out. And so that's this documentary that I'm talking about. It's the story of this guy, Mark, trying to get his feature film made. So this guy is the quintessential Midwest dude. He has super long hair. He has broken glasses. He is just the epitome of flawed hero. So early on in the documentary, Mark realizes that the best way to get financing for this feature film is to go back and finish making this short film that he had started years ago called Coven, although he pronounces it Coven. So the new goal is to make this short film. So he enlists his dad, his brothers, his sisters. His mom is running camera, and he just hits obstacles every step of the way. So the idea is that he is going to raise $35,000 through this short film. So the short film is 35 minutes long. It's shot on film. So with this finished short film, he's going to distribute it for $15 per unit to make back $35,000. So doing the math, he needs to sell 2,300 copies of the short film. And he doesn't have gas money. His car is constantly breaking down. He's backdated on his child support. He has a paper route, and he also works the graveyard shift at a graveyard as the housekeeper. So the director, Chris Smith, followed Mark around for 2 years. Because of the lack of editing resources, he couldn't edit or even preview what his footage was looking like. So he blindly shoots this guy for 2 years, and he ends up with 78 hours of raw video and 156 hours of raw recorded audio. So just to break that down a little bit, I don't normally get technical with film jargon, but I am. So they shoot this on film stock, right? This was in 1997 is about when they made this. So in 1995, film stock was about $13 a roll. And if you shoot 24 frames per second, which is like the universal frame rate for major movies. That's 11 minutes a roll. So that's a lot of rolls. I didn't do the math on that. I am sorry. But anyway, okay. So the reason that this movie is so fucking powerful to me is because, well, first of all, if you have any footprint in a creative space, this movie is made specifically for you. And if you don't have any experience in a creative space, this film, it speaks to anybody who has struggled to finish something that they've started, but has too much passion to walk away, but also kind of lacks the resources to finish it. So, so this is incredible. So through the film, he takes out multiple lines of credit. He eventually finds funding for Coven through his uncle Bill, who is independently wealthy and also progressively senile. And we just follow him around for the documentary. But this movie is such a success on so many levels. So it's a documentary of the making of a movie, right? So there's like two different movies happening inside this space. And there's obstacles every step of the way. And I did a little bit of research into the director of American Movie, Mike Smith. And he said that in the second year of filming, Mike Smith, the director of American Movie, gained a lot more trust with Mark and getting more into his insecurities and his struggle with drinking and his flawed relationships and his kind of estranged relationship with his parents. And you get interviews with longtime friends, the family of this guy, Mark. And oh my God, it is just such a underdog story. I think that's like a huge reason why this movie is so important to me, because I love an underdog story. And also, having worked in short films, I can completely copy and paste myself into Mark's shoes, because just finding money for an 8-minute short film is such a struggle. And short films now are shot digitally, so it doesn't cost any money to do take after take after take. This guy, Mike Smith, who was following Mark around for 2 years, was, you know, spending thousands of dollars on film stock, and he wasn't even able to see what it looks like. So he pieces it together, you know, the edit. So how does the movie look? This movie is fucking gorgeous. I mean, just the cinematography is beautiful. You can tell that it's shot on film. It's that square 4:3 aspect ratio, and there's just the right amount of film grain to give it that authentic look that so many films that are filmed today are trying to emulate. So Mark's best friend, Mike Shank, who is such a wild character, I can't even begin to describe this guy. You just have to see this guy. He is like so larger than life. Anyway, he does the score for this movie. And the score is like this acoustic, a lot of covers of like Metallica songs. Anyway, so yeah, it speaks to me because I'm in the creative space and I totally get it and the struggle. And, you know, he writes his scripts on a yellow Steno pad. He drives his 1980s Oldsmobile to the Milwaukee airport. And he parks almost in the middle of the tarmac. And that's how he gets his writing done. He's got to totally take himself out of the way of distraction. And so there's this like scene of this like 80s Oldsmobile in the middle of this tarmac. And he's wearing these fingerless gloves and the heat doesn't work. And the window is rolled down so he can blow his cigarette smoke out the window. And there's this Thanksgiving scene where, you know, they're drinking beer and watching the sports game on this like 20-inch TV. And oh my God, it's just so cozy. It's so charming. That's what it is. It's super charming. And the best part, I think the best part, and again, nothing I'm saying is spoilers. The whole point of me doing this is because this is like my 15-minute elevator pitch for this fucking movie that I've watched like 3 times in the last week. The documentary, so American Movie is a documentary about an independent filmmaker trying to make his feature film. So the documentary, American Movie, once it was done and it was edited and it was finished, it went to Sundance and it won the Grand Jury Prize for Documentary, which is the absolute highest honors. So that's an amazing win for Mike. And I won't totally ruin Mark's story, but it is so satisfying. And it is such a perfect hero's journey. There's even like the darkest before the dawn, you know, like in the Lord of the Rings during Helm's Deep, it's like there's no way they're going to come back. And then all of a sudden Gandalf comes riding down, you know, it's such a trope of the hero's journey, the darkest before the dawn, where this poor filmmaker has just been hit time after time with obstacles, but he overcomes and he's so positive and he's so optimistic and he talks like somebody in sales. He's so good. So he's got to sell 2,000 copies of this short film, and it has such a good ending. That's all I'm going to say. It has such a good ending. And the movie kind of shot Mark Borchardt into fame for a while. He was on Letterman a bunch of times in the early 2000s. Family Guy referenced these two characters, and it is just, I can't recommend this movie highly enough. This is such essential viewing for anybody in the creative space, but anybody who's ever started something and has struggled to finish something, this movie is for you. If Mark can do it, then you can do it. Never before in my life have I seen a movie where somebody's deep personal struggle has been so fucking entertaining. This movie is hilarious. It's heartbreaking. He hits an obstacle and you feel it. And he just holds your hand and he takes you through all of the feels. And it's so great. You can rent this or buy this on streaming platforms, Amazon Prime or iTunes. I promise this is not a sponsored episode. But if you're tired of remakes and sequels and these recycled stories that keep populating our screens, then this might be the perfect movie for you tonight. All right, that's the end of my elevator pitch. Ran a little long, didn't it? Thanks for sticking with me. Until next time, stay movies, everybody.
His whole life is making this one film.
You have 2 hours tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and be an extra in a film.
You get your name on the credits, man, as a producer.
And of course, there'll be a whole crowd of people here, so we got to make like a line where people can't go. Have a hell of a lot of assistant directors saying, hey, could you step back like 5 feet? I think my mom's going to have to end up going out in the woods.
I have my shot thing to do.
Okay, you got to spread apart that way. All of the extras have just fell through, except for Mike Shank right there.
We used to do a lot of partying together, but I don't party anymore.
Hey, Mike, make sure everyone has brown gloves.
Does everyone have brown gloves?
No, dude.
I'm broke, man. I got to get gas tomorrow. And dude's talking about making a feature film.
The name of the film is Coven.
Coven.
Coven, that's the proper pronunciation.
No. Coven sounds like oven, man, and that's just, it doesn't work.
She wants to be in your film, Bill.
Oh, my gosh.
You get your $3,000 back. It's the first line of the film, man. It's got to be on the money.
It's all right.
Okay, I believe we can do this.
Shot 37 here where my head goes through the cupboard.
Every time we got together, there was something that seemed to go wrong.
Oh, man!
Oh, dude. I'm sorry you tried to put your head in this.
Take 30. Cut. You gotta watch your teeth, too, because they clack a little bit when they loosen up in the mouth.
Oh, now I see there's a flame there.
Oh, no. What are you talking about, Ma?
Check it out when you look at the scarecrows. You get it?
Within weeks, the film will be cut, finished for multiple sales. What do you think about that?
Multiple sales to whom?
We get to see Americans and American dreams, and you won't walk away depressed after seeing this.
This whole thing is turning into a theatrical mockery. Do you understand that, Mike?
No.
Well, you will.
Would you buy this movie for $14.95?
Hell yeah, man.
If I could find 3,000 people like you across this country, man, I'm in business.